And on the line now I have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello, David.
Good morning, Noel.
So the big move has been made at last.
It has indeed. And we're all set for our grand opening tomorrow.
So you're down in Airways, is it?
Airside Centre.
Airside, yeah. Whereabouts are you situated? I'd be a good few times down there, I must say.
If you know the Renault dealership there, Bill Cullen, who wants to be Ireland's first astronaut, mm-hmm. appropriately enough, are in one of the units behind
some people
the
would
Renault
say,
dealership.
Yeah, some people would say they'd like to see him go into space, sorry.
Well, I think any Irishman that gets into space and becomes the first, we're going to celebrate them regardless.
So for those that haven't been there before, if you drive into the area, that it's up down the right-hand side.
It's signposted, yeah. I mean, probably a lot of people know the main shops, and on the other side of the road is the right venue. We're on the other side of the road, and you can see the right venue from our unit. It's all part of the airside. It's mm-hmm. signposted. There's a map on astronomy.ie, and 890-1111 is the place to go.
Okay, now you're having a great opening, a grand opening, as I say, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Is it much bigger than the old premises? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's about 3 to 4 times the size.
Wow.
So it's a major step up for Astronomy Ireland. When we first moved into Artane in 2001, about 5 years after that, doubled our size. And here we are, about 5 or 6 years later, quadrupling our size. We're now the biggest telescope supplier in Ireland. So if you haven't got a telescope, they are 10 times cheaper now in real terms than when I was a kid. So every house should have one. Some fantastic sights to see. Like tonight, you'll see the moon with the brilliant planet Jupiter just below it. It's going to be really spectacular. It's as if the gods got together and put this signpost in the sky tonight to remind everyone, tomorrow morning, get down to Astronomy Isle, have a look around. Even just come in for a browse around, find out where we are, look at some of the books and telescopes and have a chat about astronomy, some refreshments. A little bit of food, and if you're not driving, perhaps a glass of wine.
Well, I have a question for you right away, because Sunday. There was this fabulous, bright star in the sky all night. I mean, there was a good few stars. It was quite a starry night, but this one...
outshone everything else.
Yes, what was that?
Yeah. It was the planet Jupiter.
Wow.
And in fact, it's going to be on display for the next 6 months. And tonight is very special, because the moon will be pretty close to it. I mean, if you go out tonight and you just look up at the moon, which will always attract your attention, you'll do a double take when you say, what on earth is that below the moon? Be to the lower right of the moon. And it's the planet Jupiter. They're going to line up roughly once every month for the next 6 months. And this is the first really spectacular time that it happens in the evening. If it is clear, it really will be an awesome sight, because I've seen this happen before. So we want to get everybody out watching that, regardless of where they are in the country, whether they can get down to Swords tomorrow, because that's such a spectacular sight. I mean, Jupiter rises around 9 o'clock, so by 9:30, 10 o'clock certainly, you'll see the moon and Jupiter over there in the east blazing away. The two brightest objects in the sky, like you said, spectacular.
Absolutely astounding it was earlier tonight.
And if you have a telescope, some people have them already, you know, if you take a look at Jupiter, it's transformed from just a bright star into a disk with two parallel lines crossing it. These are its cloud belts, and four of its moons are spread on either side. And the innermost one goes around every 2 days, and the outermost one every 2 weeks. So they'll be in different locations relative to each other every night. It's a fascinating to watch. Galileo did this back in 1610, and he realized, you know, that the Earth wasn't the center of the universe. Other things are things going around them as well.
Okay, I was just looking up our old website as well, and I was looking at some old photographs on it, and the one that one of your lads was down at the, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, I don't know. I've lost time. When you get to my age, time just disappears. But anyway, he was, remember a demonstration, it was on a Saturday afternoon of the summer, this huge, fabulous telescope. But you do lots of demonstrations like this, but I'm sure you've more, if you pardon the pun, more scope down there now in Airside.
Yes, we certainly do, and we have a huge warehouse of telescopes with a massive selection for everything from, you know, small telescopes you can carry in backpacks, I think for around the 50, 70 euro mark, right the way up to the giant research ones that some of the universities and advanced astronomers in Ireland have got off. So there's something there for everybody. I think the important thing is the advice. Astronomy Ireland is all about making sure, not you get a telescope, we're not primarily there to sell you a telescope, we're there to make sure you get the right one, or if you've got one already, that you get advice on how to use it. You know, it's almost a crime to us to think of a telescope collecting dust in the attic when it could be out in the front or backyard looking at the Moon and Jupiter tonight.
Okay,
you know, we don't care where you got the telescope from, you know, call Astronomy Ireland, get in touch, make sure you use it.
It's even fabulous to see with the naked eye, but I think I'll make it a point now to try and see it through a pair of binoculars as well. Is binoculars okay?
Yeah, I mean, even with binoculars, if you hold them really steady, you can see the moons of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the main craters on the moon. There, we have books actually in our shop about, you know, doing astronomy with binoculars. And there are some people who don't want a telescope, they only want a pair of binoculars. Now, they'll never see fine detail on the moon and planets, but they'll see the star clusters, galaxies. There's a comet coming in October. And all these kind of things you read about in our magazine that you can see very well with binoculars. Binoculars are about 100 times more powerful than your eye. And that's a huge factor. You see things you wouldn't believe with a pair of binoculars at 100 times better than your eye. And today, but giant binoculars that used to cost, you know, close to €1,000, you can get them for €99.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of prices, you know, that's your thing, Astronomy Ireland prides itself on being the lowest cost telescope shop.
And
they'll
tomorrow,
beat the price in Argus, they'll beat the price in Needles, they'll beat the price.
I'm just saying that tomorrow as well as refreshing, but you have some incredible offers as well.
Yeah, I know, and some of the larger telescopes for the more advanced people, maybe people aren't at that level yet, they're giving away about €300 or €400. So there's deals on everything there, especially those binoculars. That you mentioned binoculars, there's a lovely pair of 15x70 binoculars, and what that means, 15x is the magnification, so we'll bring everything 15 times closer. 70 is the size of the lenses in millimetres, and that tells you how bright the image will be, and 70 is huge. It's only €99. A pair of binoculars like that will last you a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They're far more powerful than most of the binoculars you'll see out there, and they're not too heavy.
Yeah, what I was saying there about the old photograph on our website, you will be having sun shows, so you'll be seeing one of these spectacular big telescopes tomorrow as well. Well,
yeah, we have specially equipped telescopes allow you to look at the sun safely.
Okay, people can look up the website astronomy.ie, but again, on their side, if they want details, it's astronomy.ie/map. That'll tell you exactly where you are. But just to look up all the details of everything that's available, just look up astronomy.ie. Congratulations, David. I'll try and get down there tomorrow.
Oh, please do.
If I possibly can. But I will, definitely will be down there over the next couple of weeks. I know the wife loves the shops out there, so while she's looking at one shop, I'll be over with you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, David, and congratulations to yourself and everyone involved.
Thank you very much, Noel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.